KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Sandy man who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, known for filming the fatal shooting of a protester, was sentenced to 6 years in jail. On KSL News Radio's Claire Scott.
Second, several schools in the Nebo district were told to lock down for about an hour today after law enforcement heard about a possible threat this morning. Police say they'd have one person in custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Salt Lake City PD has wrapped up a crash downtown at 3rd South and 200 East, and traffic is getting back to normal there. And then we have an accident now blocking a right lane of traffic westbound 2100 South at about 3rd or 4th West. It's near the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little breezy today with highs in the upper 60s, then cloudy tonight. I'm Matt Johnson.
66 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now, our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The pro-Palestinian protests continue at colleges across the country and now in Canada and in Europe. At Columbia University, where the movement started, students who defied a deadline to pack up their encampment are being suspended. Student Sueda Polat says the university has itself to blame.
We were engaging in good faith negotiations until the administration cut them off under threat of suspension.
A class action lawsuit's been filed against Columbia, accusing it of ignoring its student safety protocols. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, along with U.S. allies, continues to negotiate a possible humanitarian ceasefire. The State Department says it's determined five Israeli defense units committed gross human rights violations, but they say the incidents were not in Gaza and they took place well before October 7th. Stocks closed higher before some reports which could move the markets this week. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. At the Chad Daybell trial, new testimony today paints an odd picture of a grieving husband. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise following the case, and she's joining us live now. So, Amy, tell about what you heard from the stand today.
Well, it was a cousin and that cousin's daughter of Tammy Daybell. Tammy is one of the victims in this case. Remember, she died back in October 2019, and they both talked about experiences with Chad actually at her viewing, saying that, man, he did not act as sad as they expected. He was only crying if someone else cried. And he also, to the cousin's daughter, he said at one point, you know, Tammy died. She was sick around 10, then she went to bed. I went to bed with her. And then later saying, well, I went to bed at 2 and then I found her and she was already dead at 2, and telling all these different stories about how Tammy actually died, none of them adding up. So not adding up that he's grieving, not adding up that this is even how she died.
We're curious, as the testimony went on today, what was Chad like sitting there?
Surreal, almost, watching him. It was like watching a statue sit there completely focused on these two women. And I mean, if I've ever seen a dirty look, that's what he had on his face. He was focused. He had his hands in front of him, just tightly kind of wrapped his hands around each other, and just kind of a death stare at these two women. And I couldn't even see him blink. I tried watching him and just thought, this man is completely still. And it was quite intense to see that, because earlier in the day, as we had an FBI agent there testifying, he's relaxed. He's kind of scrolling through his computer. He's talking with his attorney. None of that while these two family members of his former wife sat there and testified.
Were these two women who testified, were they cross-examined today?
They were, and really trying to put some doubt into their stories, but it was not that intense. These two women kind of had, you know, their own experiences, and they were pretty emotional as far as, you know, seeing something they just couldn't really believe, how Chad reacted to their loved one's death.
So what are we expecting in the trial for the rest of the week?
Well, they're off tomorrow for, there's a funeral for a sheriff's deputy here in Ada County tomorrow. So no courts tomorrow. And then we got a bit of a preview today. We are going to get some more, it sounds like maybe family witnesses, and then an expert witness from the state. They didn't say who that was, but it could be, again, some more testimony that we have never heard before that just gives us more insight into Chad's Daybell.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live from Boise. Following the trial developments for Chad Daybell, it's 3:50.